Okay, we're picking up the halachas of Sfiras HaOmer, continuing the discussion with somebody who forgets about Sfiras HaOmer. So a very interesting question that sometimes happens is that Thursday night, a guy forgets, Friday he forgets, all of a sudden, he's mekabel Shabbos early, he makes an early Shabbos, and then once in a while, every year like this, someone has a shayla, and then he realizes after his mekabel Shabbos, when they're counting Sfira, or when they announce you should count Sfira later, he says, oh, whoops, I forgot to count yesterday's Sfira. So the question is, now he's mekabel Shabbos, is it too late? Is he already mekabel the next day? That's a fascinating question because it really gets into the whole nature of when a person davens plag mincha maariv, has it really been mekabel that as the next day? There's many, many nafkaminas for this question all across the lines of different things. There's popping debate right now. A person who davens early mincha maariv by plag by the 3 weeks, is it already now the halachas of the 3 weeks kick in? When you daven maariv, do you say yalav yavo if it's not the next day because you're davening maariv? So there seems to be Mishnah Berurah says beferish, so we count yalav yavo, but that's not so clear. Not so muskum amongst everybody, but it seems to me that Olam definitely follows Mishnah Berurah there. But other very fascinating halachas that come up, if you forget tefillin, you already daven mincha maariv, can you put on tefillin? So there it's already an eitzah that according being that maybe only blue bracha you should put on tefillin because already mamish made it like it's nighttime by davening maariv. So here, if you already made it, it's even worse because not just that you daven maariv, but it's also Shabbos. And mekabel the next day, so is it too late? Can you count the previous day's sfira without a bracha, obviously, because it's during the day? And then after that, on Friday night, then continue again. For example, the eighth day was Thursday night, Friday counting. And then, so can you say hayom shmona yamim yom echad after you've already daven maariv on Friday night? It's not nighttime yet. It's not the shkia. And then, can you then count later after tzeis? Can you count the ninth with a bracha? So the Kaf HaChaim and Siman Tav Pei Tes Sif Katan Pei Beis, he writes that you can do this. You can count today is the eighth day, obviously before the Shkia, and then later that night you would be allowed to count with a bracha. Rav Moshe discusses it more. He's not so convinced in the beginning because Rav Moshe says when you're Makabel Shabbos, maybe it's mamash like a full fledged Kabbalah, and when you undo the Kabbalah, maybe it's actually like you're making all the brachas, the bracha levatala. He entertains that side. And he very much was choshish for that, but if I remember correctly, I didn't have a chance to double-check Rav Moshe inside, that he, I think Lamaskana, he also came out like this, Kaf HaChaim. So you definitely, maybe you have what to rely on. It seems to be that there you can rely on that and say, you count the eighth day, that meaning if it's before the Shkia, you count the eighth day, even if you're already Davin Marv, and then that night after Tzeis, you'd be allowed to continue counting with a bracha. And a similar note also, if somebody forgets until Mincha Maariv time, he davens Mincha Maariv by the Shkia. So now he realizes right after he davens Mincha, and it's like 5 minutes after the Shkia, that he forgot to count the previous day. So just a random Wednesday night, he forgets to count. He thinks it was the eighth. He realizes it, he forgot that it was Wednesday night, Thursday was the eighth day. So Wednesday night, he forgets the whole day. And then Thursday night after Shkia already, about 5 minutes after Shkia, let's say, he forgets that he didn't count the eighth day. It's already the ninth day, but the Tzibur is already going to start counting davening Maariv soon. So what can he do that? So can he count there? So there the Shaarei Tshuva writes, if it's not been 13 minutes from the Shkia, then you can count the eighth day. And after Tzeis, whatever we want to hold Tzeis is 25 minutes, whatever it is, 30 minutes, you can then continue counting with a bracha. This is based on the Shaarei Tshuva and Siman Tav Pei Tes Sif Ches. And the Kaf HaChaim brings in Sif Katan Pei Gimel, he brings a machlokas about this. And it seems to be that a lot of the Achronim, Rav Disa Karel, it says if it's not until 13 minutes, you can be Mekil. And also Rav Yashuv in Sefer Asher Ish, in Perek Samech Dalet Sif Yod, he writes B'Shem Rav Yashuv that you can be Mekil if it's not 13 minutes. And Rav Shlomo Zalman, Halicha Shlomo, Perek Yod Aleph Sif Vav. And also, the Sefer Or Letzion goes even further. Tzion Abishol, he says even within 25 minutes before the Shkia, you can be Mekel. However, they bring down the Sefer Mesoros Moshe, the name of Rav Moshe, that somebody asked him 18 minutes after the Shkia, and he says because the Gerush says that that's Vaday Laila, if you count the previous night, you cannot continue counting with a bracha. So it seems to be that up until 13 minutes, because that's the whole Shaila, within the Gerush, already after 13 minutes, it's Mamash already Laila, so therefore you can't be Mekel after 13 minutes. But until 13 minutes, it seems to be that the Poskim are Mekel at that point. Now, what about if I'm not sure if I counted? I don't remember. I counted, or I may have counted, or I'm just not sure. So that's what we said, that you can continue counting with a bracha. That was clear that we said that because of the sfeika. And similarly, even if I forget, if I think I counted by the daytime, I know for sure I didn't count the night before, but even if I count during the daytime, many poskim are makel there as well. Some wanted to say, no, that's a sfeika l'hachmir, because really maybe we hold like those who say that you're not allowed to count during the day. It doesn't help you. So therefore you have a sfeika on the other way, that maybe I didn't count at all, and even if I counted, I counted during the day, maybe it doesn't count. You have a sfeika l'hachmir that I shouldn't count. So some want to say like that. However, there it seems the minhag olam again is to be makel, because like we pointed out, that b'etzem most of the poskim say anyway, you're allowed to count even if you fully missed a day. So therefore, Ernest and Karelitz and others wanted to taina that you would be allowed to continue counting with a bracha, even if I'm only misupak if I counted during the daytime. So that would be another important point that's something that comes up. Now, very, very nogea is that if you have a chazan who's davening for the amud, and he's out in terms of the brachas, we pointed last daily halacha, that we definitely not out, you might have a mitzvah deraisa, but he's not allowed to count with the bracha. So what does he do? It's very embarrassing. He's going to get up for the amud, and now it's time to count the spirit of the rav. The shul's not there. A lot of times people have a chabad the rav. Anyway, he's going to announce to the whole tzibur, I'm out, and he gets someone else. It's embarrassing for him. So is there any etza out of it? So the Maimar Mordechai and Simon Tafpei Tesef Katan Yod, he comes up with an ninefold. He comes up with a very interesting idea. He says the following. He says, have someone in the tibur tell before, and you don't announce the whole tibur you're out because you're embarrassed by it. Have someone in the tibur not make a bracha. And then you say, I'm going to have in mind to be motzeh him in the bracha because he's chayav in the bracha. And immediately we're going to be counting the sfira together. So therefore, it's not much like it's yatza motziv. And it's like I'm allowed to count. So the Maimar Mordechai himself says, maybe you'll say that the guy's not chayav. It's similar to like a woman making a bracha for a man in tkiyah shofar, which she's totally not allowed to do because she's not really be'etzem mechuyah. She might be allowed to volunteer to make the shofar, but she's not allowed to make a bracha for a man, certainly. Even if the man is not able to make the bracha, you cannot be motzi the woman in the woman can't be motzi the man in a bracha, even though they're both going to be listening to it because she's not chayav and he is. So why isn't it the same thing? So he says, no, it's not similar to that. It's not similar to that because here, be'etzem, he really would be chayav. It's just, he's not allowed to make a bracha. For the suffix reason, for that reason, so really is considered bar chayuva, and therefore you can make the bracha, and you could do the situation, tell the person not to be yote, and not to be make the bracha, and immediately after he'll count with you the sphere, and he'll be yote with your bracha. That's the prima gadim. Also seems to go like this. Mishmas Azav Sivkatan Beis over there, Taf Beis Tes, and they bring down in the Sefer Mikra Kodesh. They bring down that the Beis Halevi himself, I guess one time he forgot, it happens to everybody. One time he wasn't able to count sphere, and he was davening for the amud, and he gave this etza to one of the guys davening there. He told him, you don't say the bracha, and I'll have in mind to be motzei you in the bracha, and we're both going to say the sphere immediately afterwards. And same for same thing like Rosh Shlomo Zalman embraces Perik Yud Aleph Sif Zayin, that embraces this Eitza as well. So if a person is embarrassed, you definitely have what to rely on. Again, if you're not embarrassed, maybe it's just better to avoid this issue and have somebody else make the bracha out loud and be my, and all the way around that you'll be in yotzei with him. Because there are many, the Pri Chadash and Shari Tshuva quotes them, Vachem the Knesset Zagdola, and Berki Yosef, other Achronim are not happy with this Eitza, and Rav Vosner, Shevet Alevi, Chelik Dala, Tziv, and Kufnan Zayin rejects this. He says that it's not okay. However, he does actually say, if it's the Rav, so that's to be similar to the Beis Halevi case, so that's like mamish embarrassing. That's Kavod HaTorah, Kavod HaTzibur, so then he is Mako, like the Mabah Mordechai. However, it's just a regular guy, you know, people don't understand, Abal Abbas, he forgets, so that's not something that you necessarily have to be worried about. Okay, the Ezra Hashem, I wanted to discuss a little bit Bahav, so I'm going to a little bit take a veer off from tomorrow, in tomorrow's halacha, the Ezra Hashem discuss Bahav a little bit, and then we'll get back into the concept, back into the halachas of Sfira Sa'omer.